Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Basketball Experience Preview and Picks episode for Thursday, February 2nd, Groundhog Day, on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, or is that third? It's presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today. Bet $100. Get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the SGPN Big Game Squares Contest. Yes, that's the Super Bowl. $1,000 prize pool and completely free to enter. What are you doing, bozos? Hop in. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/squares to enter today. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Big Game Bingo. $57 SGPN gift card for every bingo hit. Once again, exclusively on the SGPN app, which is free to download in the App Store or Google Play Store. So grab that thing today. And as always, remember to let it ride.
Hey, everybody. Joe Theismann here. You're listening to SGPN. So do this. Let it ride.
We are back on the B side of the College Basketball Experience. Thursday slate's long. It's got just 1,000 games. It's fantastic. One of these, my wife's sitting there making dinner for me. Honey, where are you at? I'm sorry. I'm talking Omaha basketball right now, folks. Texas State's heading into Louisiana. Oh God. This is one where I feel like Louisiana, by the way, 18-4. They're fire this year. No one walks into the Cajun Dome and gets a dub. But can they cover the 9? I think they do. Give me the Bobcats plus the 9.
I'm on Texas State. Texas State's been weird. They're better on the road than they are at home. So I'm on Texas State here. I mean, I think Louisiana, how many have they won in a row now? It's like 8. Yeah. They lost their first two league games and won 8 in a row. I think they're due. Got Marshall on deck. You call me crazy. I'm locking up the Bobcats. Let's go. That's too big a number.
You know what? I love it. Let's go. Bobcats, baby. I don't have a song for them, but I can mimic it. B-O-B Cats. B-O-B Cats. definitely losing fans here. Tennessee State is at the Screaming Eagles of Southern Indiana. Southern Indiana's laying 8. That's a little too much for me. Give me Tennessee State plus the points. Sorry, Screaming Eagles. What are you doing here?
No, and out of loyalty to my Screaming Eagles, I'll take them. But man, I can't lock that. You guys are not 8 points. Who do you think you are? The Hoosiers?
Total ass game of the day, maybe. This is a top 10 ass game of the day. Lamar is at McNeese. McNeese is laying 8.
Oh my God. This should be a 9 a.m. game your
Dude,
time.
I'm laying the 8. What are you doing here?
I'll lay it as well. Bring your, I don't know, satellite or remote to change the channel.
Oh man. Incarnate Word, I dub. Shout out. They've been playing good lately, man. They're like a cover machine.
Our guy.
They're traveling down to Southeast Louisiana at the University Center. That's a fucking left turn. All right. Oh man. I like Sela. Sela's good.
It's my guy, Kiefer.
I'm laying it, man. I'm sorry, Idub. You've been so good to me. I'm laying it though. What are you doing here?
Yeah, Southeast Louisiana, they're 7-2. They're absolutely rolling. They got Corpus Christi on deck, though. That's kind of the big game right now in that league. So I'll take Incarnate Word, but no lock. I mean, I think Southeast Louisiana is the best team in that league. Line up, baby, Keith Landry.
Let's go. Eastern Illinois is doing a stint at the penitentiary. Taking on Lindenwood. Lindenwood's laying 2.5.
Rematch of a great game.
Prison rules, baby. Both teams suck ass. They're 7-16 each at the Highland Performance Arena. Don't drop the soap. I got no idea what the fuck I'm doing. Give me the Panthers of Eastern Illinois. They won at Iowa somehow. I'm riding that. Give me the money line on EIU. What are you doing here?
Yeah, these two teams played right before the new year. Final score, 55-54. Bring your soap. I'm going to take EIU too. Disgusting game.
Honestly, the only way I could be convinced to watch this game if I was in prison. All right. If I was in fucking prison and I could watch it through the glass where you make the fucking calls, that's the way I would do it. All right. UTEP. I'm always amazed when you're watching Forensic Files how many people tell their loved ones what they did on the phone when their case is pending. Just an idea, folks. If you're in jail in the future, do not, if your life is on the line, do not say to your wife or your loved one or your grandma or your mom, yeah, I might have done this. That's not a good idea.
OJ.
Just don't say anything. Watch the Lindenwood game. That's my recommendation. Watch the Lindenwood game. UTEP travels to Murfreesboro. This is a good game. This is another good one, man. Middle Tennessee's laying 4.5. Oh, I can see UTEP winning this one. You could talk me into a lock here.
Yes. I feel like UTEP is way better than their 4-6 conference record. They just had a great week where they almost beat FAU. They're right there. And then they took North Texas right to the wire as well. I think that this game comes right down the wire. Joe Golding. Potential money line play. Let's go, UTEP.
Let's tink, tink, tink. Let's go, baby. Houston's heading to Wichita. Oh, man, this place is going to be lit. This place is going to be lit at the Charles Koch Arena. Why don't you murder some people on your way? I don't know if the Koch brothers did that, but I just believe that they did. I feel like the Koch brothers definitely went to Epstein Island. But hey, they're getting 12.5. The only problem is Wichita can't score. And against a really good defense, they might only score like 17 points tonight, but give me the 12.5. I don't like it. Give me the 12.5. What are you doing here?
Man, Houston's been kind of playing with some fire lately. I feel like they're due for one of those drummings. It might happen here. I'll take Houston, lay the points. I'm not locking it though.
Bring your owl. Northern Colorado's at Montana. Dylan Kuntz is on the road in Missoula. Montana's laying 6. I think Montana's the better team. I'm laying the 6. What are you doing here?
I'm going to take the points. The Golden Bears there.
Kelly LaPepe.
The greatest player ever.
Greatest person to step on planet Earth travels to Provo. Oh my God. You don't think he can soak? He can fucking soak. He's going to soak right in your fucking face, you little BYU brats. All right. Loyola Marymount's getting 4.5. This place is going to be lit, but they can't handle Kelly LaPepe's prison strength. Man, I want to lock it. Give me LMU. I'm not going to lock it. What are you doing here?
Was the St. Mary's game not a dream crusher, kind of, for BYU in a way? I'm with you, man. I'm locking up Kelly LaPepe here. I think it's a good spot. Let's go.
Prison strength prevails in Provo. Buddy, that's a huge game for LMU because both
and
Ken Palm, they're both right there at like the '80s, the early '80s. That's a gigantic game for them.
They're 6-3 in league too.
That's a huge game. They got to get that one. They got to get that one. Cam Shelton's a baller too. Northern Arizona's at Montana State. Montana State's laying 12.5. It's a little bit too much for me. Give me the Lumberjacks on the road, despite them being little bitches. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll take the Lumberjacks. Too big a number here.
Hawaii's leaving the island. They're heading to Davis, California to take on Jim Less in the Big West at the Pavilion, a.k.a. the Ark. This is a good game. Give me UC Davis minus one. What are you doing here?
I'll take Davis because Hawaii's coming from the island.
Yeah, it's a far trip. The Leathernecks of Western Illinois.
This is a game.
These games are fun, dude. Tomorrow's slate's fire. Western Illinois at Denver. It's a far trip at the Magnus Arena. Oh, boy.
Denver is good at home.
The altitude, man, that shit's real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've been up to the Rockies, man. You go to the Rockies, you have like a couple shots. You can be on your ass, all right? Compared to like having a couple drinks here, I'm telling you, they'll do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. you know what? Give me the Pioneers. Let's see if they can strike gold tomorrow. Let's go. Plus one. What are you doing here?
No, Beanix locking it?
You're a wild man. I'm not locking
Denver.
There he goes.
He's back. Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what? Holy Cross started playing better February. February is a new month for no Beanix teams. Holy Cross is rolling. Florida's rolling. Denver's going to start rolling.
Maybe
Let's go.
Michigan's the play tomorrow then. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, those bastards. I'll take Denver here.
The Washington Huskies are heading to Westwood to take on UCLA. They're getting 18 points.
That 18 is a lot of points.
I'm taking the Huskies. Damn, I feel like we should lock that. But
who's UCLA got on deck? That's
they
what
just
I
lost
to
USC. I understand that they're going to come out motivated, but
lost two in a row.
18 points.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Bruins.
They lost two in a row.
Still, it's too much. They win by 14. Give me Washington. This game's fantastic. Utah Valley's heading to Utah Tech at the Burns Arena. Always was a Smithers guy myself. Utah Valley's laying 4.5. I'll lay it. What are you doing here?
I'm going to take Dixie State here. I'm going to take a stab there.
There you go. Pepperdine's at Pacific. Take it on the Waves. Oh, no. Wait, the Waves are on the road taking on the Tigers in Stockton, California. This is a bring your meth game right here. Pacific's laying two. I'm going to lay the two. Pepperdine's not good away from home. What are you doing here?
I agree. I'm going to take the home team here.
Long Beach State is at Cal Fullerton. Remember, this is Dust Up Classic here. Shout out to my guy Scott Bowser in the Zed Run Gambling Podcast. Oh, man. Fullerton's laying three. Fullerton gets it done at home. This is going to be fun, though. These games are good, man. I'm going to watch this. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I feel like the Big West doesn't get a lot of attention nationally because they slide them in on that Thursday night slot late. So a little quick update. Santa Barbara and Riverside are up top in the conference, and then we got Fullerton and Long Beach are in the middle. I kind of like you took Fullerton?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on Fullerton here, too.
This game's a ton of fun, too. What if I told you that Eastern Washington's won 12 straight games and I was at one of them, but now they head to the Nest in Sacramento, California, where Sacramento State's 8-1 at home. Nobody goes into the Nest. The line is a bit stinky because Sacramento State's laying one. Give me E-Dub.
It's the one.
Give me E-Dub to win this thing. This is fun though. I like this game. What are you doing?
I'm going to lock up Sacramento State. I think this is the one that Eastern Washington finally loses. So I think it's a good spot. Line's telling you. Let's go Sac State.
Moneyline Max saying nobody goes into the Nest and gets a dub.
Hey, Colby, is it scary that I remember a Sac State Denver Pioneer game from November, sweating that out?
No, both teams are great teams. I appreciate probably
need to call that number. Then
that's how you got the gig. That's how you got this gig. When you hit me up, and we're auditioning, I was going through the auditioning tapes and you're like, yeah, man, I watch a lot of games at the Nest. And I was like, this guy's on
the Nest between the Pioneers.
Board, man. Riverside is at Bakersfield. This is a meth classic for both angles here. You don't need to bring your meth because it's going to be all around you. It's going to be all around you. Riverside's laid 8.5. I'll lay it. What are you doing here?
I'll lay it as well here. I like Riverside.
UC Irvine's on the road taking on UC San Diego. Irvine's laying 7. Once again, I will lay it. I think Irvine's a better team.
Yep, I'm with you here. Irvine rolls.
Portland is at San Diego. The Pilots are catching 2 on the road. This is a tough game to cap. Give me the Pilots to win it outright. What are you doing here?
Yeah, man. San Diego's under Steve Lavin's one of the weirder teams. I will take Steve Lavin one more time here.
The Cal Golden Bears beat the Colorado Buffaloes in Berkeley. Can they return the favor and go into Boulder? Or not return the favor. Can they complete the sweep in Boulder? Colorado's laying 15.5. I'm laying the points.
Yeah. Revenge angle. They're going to drill them.
The Idaho Vandals. Moscow Magic is on the road in Portland. Idaho's catching 5 at Portland State. Give me Portland State minus the point. Give me Idaho. Give me Idaho plus the points. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'll take the Vandals. Take the points.
Cal Poly's on the road in Santa Barbara. This is fun. Wow, 15-point spread. Oh, this is not a far trip for the Mustangs. Give me the 15 on the road at Santa Barbara. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I kind of like that too. Santa Barbara's got the target on their back.
We might want to lock that. That's like a 40-minute trip. That's not a far trip for them. I'll take the Mustangs plus the points. Keep an eye on that one. Yep. The Oregon Ducks quack, quack, quack their way into Tucson to take on the Arizona Wildcats. Arizona's laying 12.5. Give me the Ducks to cover that. I'm logging it up. Ducks plus 12.5. Let's go.
What do you think? Oh, yeah. Here? Yeah. I think this game is always close.
Yeah. Let's go. Santa Clara and Herb Sendek are catching 13.5 at Gonzaga. I got to be honest. I'm thinking about locking this one too, but I'm not going to, but give me the Bronx plus the 13.5. What are you doing here?
You know why you should lock it? Gonzaga's got St. Mary's on deck. This is a game. They already played. It came right down the wire. I think it's a game again. Santa Clara, Herb Sendek, I'm locking it.
I don't know that we've ever ended a show on 4 straight locks, but I think we're about to do it. Give me the Bronx plus 13.5 at the Kennel. I'm going to keep the locks rolling because this is a rivalry game, and St. Mary's has Gonzaga on deck. The Dons of San Francisco are getting 13.5. These teams don't like each other. This is not a far trip. I will lock up the San Francisco treat right here. On board?
This is a game. Yeah.
This is great. This is a great. And I'm going to keep it going one more. USC just beat UCLA. They've been partying. Well, Washington State, they won in Tucson. Wait, they're getting 7.5 in LA? Give me the Cougars of Washington State. Sprinkle some on the money line. Letdown spot. What are you doing here?
I am with you. I think they have a chance to win this game outright. Let's go.
Final 4 games all locked up. If we add Cal Poly to it, then we go with the final 5 games. This is crazy. I never seen this before. Let's go. All right. So that's our slate. Holy shit. It's a lot of games. Folks, to recap, we're locking up every game late night. All right. Washington State plus 7.5 at USC. I'm locking up San Francisco plus 13.5 at St. Mary's. I'm locking up Santa Clara plus 13.5 at Gonzaga. I'm locking up Oregon plus 12.5 at Arizona. That's fire right there. Then after that, what am I locking here after that?
What was it? I feel like I had a couple Southland teams in the mix here. Oh, I'm locking up Utah -6.5 against Stanford. I'm locking up Northwestern State -6.5 at Houston Christian. I'm locking up Texas A&M Corpus Christi -6 at New Orleans. I'm locking up ULM -2.5 against Coastal Carolina. And I am locking up Youngstown State -6.5 against Wright State, and the Airport +9 at Charlotte. Lock it up. And then I feel like we had a few others, but at the beginning, I know we had a lot.
Corpus Christi and those guys.
Give me UAB -1. Lock it up. And then here we go with Milwaukee -11.5 at IUPUI, and Central Connecticut State +1 at St. Francis PA in the standalone games, and Long Island +12 at Merrimack. Mac, fire away.
Yeah, big one tomorrow. We got the leading it off, man. I'm taking the Jags in a standalone game, +11.5 against Milwaukee, and the stinky parlay here right off the bat. IUPUI, Central Connecticut, and LIU in the standalone games. That's my throw a parlay to start your day. Let's go.
That's the pink eye parlay right there.
Pink eye parlay. Yeah. That's what we're calling
that's
it. IUPUI.
In your eye.
it's absolutely fantastic. So I'm laying the points with Greensboro -3. UAB in the game of the night. I mean, everybody sees the graphic in the back. Jelly Walker returns. They get right, beat the Owls, lay the one. Charleston bounces back here off their loss to Hofstra, lay the 7.5. Take the Norse there, laying one in the Horizon League. Military rivalry. We're taking VMI +6.
Forgot, Noah. Noah's making fun of my memory. You try rattling off 2,000 games, haven't had a fucking chance to put my picks in or place my bets yet. Been recording. This is my fucking sixth fucking podcast today. Fucking sitting there at your fucking house. All right. Continue on. I'm sorry.
No, it's great. Speaking of letdowns, Hofstra's going to have a letdown. Towson, money line over Hofstra in the CAA. FIU, too big a number there at Charlotte. Take the 9. I'm taking Youngstown in the Horizon, man. They keep rolling and drilling these teams. Late at 6.5.
Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go. Did you take Kennesaw with me? I'm taking Kennesaw. Late at 3.5 at Bellarmine. Bellarmine.
No, not doing that one. You're living on the edge a little bit at Bellarmine. Yeah.
Bellarmine. I got Queens. We're both on Queens, man. Yeah. Let's go. That's +4 money line against Lipscomb.
I forget a lot of these fucking things. I got to place my bets after this show.
Oh, it'll take an hour to do so. We got our Southland parlay too. Corpus Christi and Northwestern State.
Hell yeah.
They're both laying 6.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to get done. Lock battle. Let's go Cardinal. Andrew Luck +6.5 at Utah. Sprinkle some on the money line.
Those tree huggers don't stand a chance. They don't stand a chance in Salt Lake City. Let's go.
The Tommies return in the win column. Lay the 2 against Omaha. Bobcats, too big a number there against Louisiana. So we'll take the 9 there. UTEP as well, too big a number against Middle Tennessee +4.5. Sprinkle some on the money line.
I'm on the Texas State one too. My bad. Go.
The Bobcats, yeah. We're also on Kelly LaPepe, baby. Let down for BYU +4. Sprinkle some on the money line for Loyola Marymount. Big game at the Nest. Let's go. Sac State hands Eastern Washington their first league loss. And then the last 4 games of the night, we already rattled them off. Oregon take the points. Santa Clara, take the points. San Fran, take the points. Wazoo, take the points. Let's go.
Folks, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We just did 2 hours and change on a goddamn filthy card. Awesome, though. I feel like tomorrow's got a lot of great mid-major games. Excited to bring it to you and talk about it. Folks, subscribe. Also, remember, we're here every single night. What do you got going on? All right. Watch us, too. You don't have to listen to us only. All right. Get in an argument with your wife. You know what? Honey, we're not watching the show tonight. You know who we're watching? We're watching Pick fucking Dundee and Moneyline Mac. All right. Do it.
That'll go over well.
You took, yeah. Well, if you let her bet, if you're halfway in it and you say, honey, I'll give you $20 and she listens to us, it might go up. Yeah. Well, if she does the shit in the eye parlay, the pink eye parlay, it might work out for you. The Bob Costas, remember when he had both pink eyes? That was fucking great. I got to find that.
You probably deserved it.
That's the clip. That's the social media clip we're doing here. The Bob Costas double pink eye. Bob Costas. Talk about a guy. In the Royal Rumble of parlays for announcer. I'm sorry. The Royal Rumble on announcers. Who do you take? I think Marv Albert would beat the shit out of Bob Costas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bob Costas deserves. He belongs at Seattle U.
Marv Albert, remember he had the fucking panties on his head?
Yes.
That he got caught with a prostitute and he was wearing like the panties on his head.
Marv Albert, weird dude.
Yeah, he definitely will be. He'll fight. What was that HBO documentary? That guy reminds me of Marv Albert, where he's like just killing people and he's like in Texas and he's like, you know what I'm talking about? This documentary or this guy, and he ends up like in the documentary, like committing, like admitting to the murder when he goes to piss. I forget what it is, but, anyway,
yeah, Marv Albert, he karate chopped Bob Costas.
He's minus 5,000 against Bob Costas. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Either way, folks, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We come together as on YouTube, youtube.com/college experience, and check out the College Football Experience, the College Baseball Experience, and all of Ryan's work here. NFL Gambling Podcast, the Ryan and Rush Show. Get the SGPN app. Enter. We got contests going on. Come play some fucking bingo. Let's go. All right. Until then. Oh yeah. And also the Discord. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. This is the College Basketball Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Somewhere.